And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Well, Coach, I know the outcome, not what you wanted in the season opener as you fell by 6 to Shadron, but just talk about trying to bounce back this week in practice, especially mentally after a tough loss in the opener.
Yeah, we had a tough loss the other night, and our kids played hard. We had good effort, just had some mental errors, and the rain delay didn't really help us because we just got that interception, and you kind of hope to use that momentum, and that kind of died off. We come out after the rain delay, and we just missed a lot of key things offensively that didn't help us move the ball. We just didn't move the ball second half very good. But I think our kids responded well. We had film session, and we had a really good practice on Tuesday, and we boys had a JV game Monday and did well. So hopefully we take that we're learning and getting better, and we show growth this week.
Coach, you mentioned the weather delay, and I know it was a very difficult, there's never a good time for it, I don't think, but certainly, as you mentioned, it came right after your team got an interception, had momentum. How difficult was that going into that delay, and then just the not knowing when you were going to be able to resume play?
Yeah, I think it's just difficult. You just try to relax. You go over some things and see if there's any adjustments you need to make. And then it's just staying focused and in the moment. And that's kind of hard to do when you're not sure how long you're going to be setting. And then you do get back out there. Then you got to get your mind right and get your body revved back up after you've really cooled down quite a bit. So that can be difficult, and it can be done, but you just got to get in that right frame of mind. So, yep.
Coach, defensively, wow, you came away with three turnovers on the defensive side of the ball, made some big stops in the second half to keep yourself in the game. Overall, as you've had a chance to look at the film now, how would you grade your defense? I know you gave up the one big play, but overall, happy with the defensive effort from week one?
Yeah, I thought our defense played well. We started several freshmen on defense, and they had some growing pains, but did well. We had some other kids that played really well and did a good job, and we just got to really tighten things up, really focus on our technique, and everybody's got to do their job. And if you can get everybody doing their job at the same time, you find success. And when we looked at film, when we did that, everybody did their thing. We found success on defense. And that was the same on offense, too. First half, we had a nice long drive and scored to tie it up. We had another drive where we're moving the ball, but we fumbled the ball and turned it over that way, which was huge. We were inside their 20-yard line, so that there was a missed opportunity. But really, I think it came down to second half. We just didn't come out and execute offensively second half. I thought our defense did a good job to keep us in the game and made some plays and made some interceptions, and we just got to get our offense going and really focus on our technique and focus on our plays and effort and execution. That's what we talk about every week. Those are two things that they can control, how much effort they give and knowing the plays and knowing their assignments, what they're supposed to do. So that's where we really got to get better.
Coach, sometimes we as fans, we don't necessarily see how close a play was to being highly successful. As you had the opportunity to look at the film, did you see some of those plays where, hey, if just this block was made a little bit differently, it could have went for a big play? Did you see some of that looking at the film?
Yeah, we've seen it on some option plays where quarterback could have pulled and probably taken it to the house for a touchdown. Second half, we had some plays where we ran ISO, and we just had some guys that missed some picking up the linebacker blitzing, and they know they had to do it, but they didn't do it first half, and then they just didn't realize it was coming and missed it. So that just happens, and they seen it on film, and now they know, and now they should grow from it, and they'll have a better idea what to expect.
Coach, you mentioned some of the freshmen that you played, some of the other younger players. Talk a little bit more about them, and how did you feel that they handled the moment being at the varsity level? And I'm sure that the ceiling is very high for some of those younger players that you're playing right now.
Yeah, Brecken Ranierson, he played outside backer. He did some good things, and he did some things that he's going to learn from and get better. He's a smart kid, so I think he'll really pick things up quickly. You have Cash Kleb and Cooper White. They played some corners outside, and that's a tough position for a freshman, and we thought they both did a really good job with their technique. So, and then we had Croy Watson. He started at guard, and he watched film with us, and he did a good job, and then he's seen where things that he can get better and just some technique issues and firing off the ball, just being sure of yourself, you know. I don't know if freshmen are always sure of themselves when you're stepping in from playing eighth grade to high school, and it's just building that confidence and seeing what they can do.
Coach, let's talk about your opponent to take on Ogallala under the direction of a new head coach this year, the Ogallala Indians. Talk about your preparation for them and what will be the keys for Broken Bow.
They have a really good player, running back, number five. He's a pretty dynamic player, so he's probably a focal point on their team. He's probably the guy that's going to run the ball the most. They'll target him to throw the ball to. You know, we just got to play sound defense all the way around, do our jobs in all those positions, you know. And then offensively, you know, number five, they'll put him kind of as a monster. And we got to know where he's at and lined up. And we just have a blocking scheme and recognize what they're giving us, because we see a lot of different fronts, you know. For what we run, we see six-man fronts, five-man fronts, offset fives, offset sixes, walk-ups, four-man fronts with walk-ups. And so we just got to recognize and have our eyes up and see what's coming. And if we can do that and pick up those blocks and follow our blocking rules, and find success.
Coach, it's always great to talk to you. We really appreciate you taking the time to visit with us, and we wish you and the kids best of luck on Friday.
Yep, I appreciate it.
Coach Carly Wells joining us on our pregame show.